Okay, it's National 4-H Week and a KMMO. We celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs. With me today is Macy Remington of the Chilhowee Indians 4-H Club. How are you, Macy?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. Let's get up just a little bit here. Okay. How long have you been at 4-H?
7 years now. This coming year will be my eighth.
Okay. What are some of your most rewarding 4-H experiences?
Definitely any of my leadership roles, from being a counselor at Clover Kid Day Camp or at 4-H Camp, and also being able to be a role model for those little shy kids in my small club, because there was one girl in particular who has gone from being shy to say her name, and she ran for vice president this year, and I'm so proud of that.
Oh, that's got to make you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
It sure does. What are some of the favorite 4-H projects and experiences that you've had?
So I've only done three projects within 4-H. I started off with photography, and then I did horsemanship, and I loved horsemanship. I loved horses. I loved showing them, and I absolutely loved the community that came with it. I made so many friends within that project, and I'm so thankful for the family I had with all the shows, and if you needed something, it was there with somebody else. And now my current project this year and for the past 5 years is shotgun and shooting sports. I have come such a long way within my scores and within my experience with other people and coaches and teams, and it's really taught me a lot of how to work on a team and be a better role model and helper without being bossy.
I've been doing this a long time, and you know, it amazes me how shooting sports has just taken off with FFA and 4-H.
Oh, yes, I agree. I definitely have competition every year, even being one of a few girls compared to the guys. There are definitely girls out there who are amazing shooters, and I am put head-to-head with them every year, and I'm very thankful to have them.
It could be.
Not all the time. When it comes to being on a...
Sure. Have you held an office in 4-H?
I've held so many. I think my second year of 4-H, I ran for recreation leader of my club. And I grew up in my club, going from that to treasurer, to vice president, to president, and in between vice president and president throughout the rest of my years in 4-H. And I've also had a couple offices within the county level. I was vice president a couple years back, and this year I am recreation leader alongside a very talented partner who is doing recreation leader alongside me.
Community service is something 4-H is known for. What are some of the community service projects you've done?
Our club does a lot of community service themselves, from volunteering for harvesters, passing out food to those who need it, to picking up trash and refurbishing our small town's playground that was a little bit rusty. We've also planted a bunch of flowers under the Chilhowee welcome sign, and we keep a lot of weeds out of there, and we make sure it always looks good for when people come in to Chilhowee. And we deliver May Day baskets as well as Valentine's to the senior citizens around Chilhowee, and they always love to see us, and we always love to see their smiles. We take pictures with our regulars that we see every year, and it is amazing for the kids to have fun during that and to see the adults thankful for our visits every year, and it's definitely a heartwarming experience. Us as a friend to vote for.
Okay, if you had somebody younger that was wanting to join 4-H, would you recommend it to them, and why?
Absolutely, I would. I started when I was 9 years old, and it's the best decision I ever did. I would definitely recommend it to them because there is so much you can do in 4-H that you're not going to find anywhere else. There are so many projects that are available to the youth, and they can find really who they are. They can find more friends with interests similar to theirs. They can find community and family, and it's honestly an amazing experience I hope all youth could have. I know that probably won't happen, but if I could change something about the world, I wish every youth could experience 4-H.
Very good. So what are your future plans after high school?
I plan to apply to colleges with a trap shooting scholarship. I plan to get my nursing degree and become either a pediatric nurse or a nurse practitioner. I plan to stay in trap shooting even after college. I plan to do it professionally if I could, but that's high hope. So I would even do it as a hobby just to shoot with my brothers and my dad and my family if I can.
A sharp shooting nurse, that would be fantastic. So listen, congratulations on all you've done. I know it's taken a lot of hard work and everything. You've got a great personality, and I know you'll go far regardless of what you put your mind to do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. I've been visiting with Macy Remington of the Chilhowee Indians 4-H Club, as we salute all the area 4-H clubs, their leaders, and members during National 4-H Week here on KMMO.
Thank you so much.